Dan Masterson, everybody.
Thank you.
Here at WMFO, title track from Learn to Live.
That's it.
Thank you for coming in. You come back when your new record is done.
I sure will, yeah.
When do you think that's going to be?
It's we're expecting to be able to release the digital version to our pledgers by the end of October. It's going to be a rush to do that, so we might... I'm still holding that as the target.
All right, well, you and let then, me know when you're ready. You're back.
You bet.
Absolutely.
And then the full album will be out to everybody, you know, maybe December or so.
All right, can't wait. Thank you again, Dan Masterson, everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
And Jane, I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, Mike. It's been a while. And I got to tell you, for those of you listening out in Radioland, you know, if you're like me, you were listening to Dan playing live. And then I get to see him and see him play live. And that's really a cool thing. Yeah. I've been loving the cuts from the album. And it's also just wonderful to hear a performer live and in studio. I love having a keyboard here, too, because we don't get a lot of that. So people show up with a guitar. So this is great. And I bet my listeners who tuned in early really enjoyed that last one. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Dan.
And, you know, it's 11:01, Mike, and we're here on WMFO in Medford. So now we're legal.
Mm-hmm.
And
first for everything.
That's right. It's true. You've had a good summer?
I have. I haven't seen you, so I've been sad.
I know. Into every life, a little missing must fall. So, but you know, it's nice. Here we are, first weekend in August. Still summer.
Can't believe it.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be back in the squeaky chair today, hosting Something About the Woman from 11 to 1.
I've kept it warm for you today.
All right.
All right, so today, when you're here for Something About the Women, we have a six-pack at noon. What are you doing?
We do. We're going to do a six-song set today about vacation. I figure a lot of people have either done it or they're going to do it, and maybe a long weekend or something, but we're going to do a six-song set celebrating the wonders of a summer vacation.
Go-Go's in there, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so you've queued something up, track 10. What are we going to hear?
We're actually going to hear, this is from the Hamilton mixtape. This is Alicia Keys.
Oh.
And I was inspired by the piano. So
yes.
We're going to start out our show today with the wonderful Alicia Keys and from the musical Hamilton. You'll
okay.
love it.
Stay tuned, everybody. Jane's here on WMFO and Something About the Women now till 1 a.m. I'm Mike on the mic. I'll talk to you next week at 9. Thank you so much, everybody.
Look at where you are, look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. Just stay alive, that would be enough. And if this child shares a fraction of your smile or a fragment of your mind, look out world, that would be enough. I don't pretend to know challenges you're facing, the world you keep erasing and creating in your mind. But I'm not afraid, I know who I'm married, so long as you come home at the end of the day, that would be enough. We don't need a legacy, we don't need money. If I could grant you peace of mind, if you could let me inside of your heart, oh, let me be a part of the narrative, the story you will write someday. Let this moment be the first chapter when you decide to stay. This could be enough. This would be enough. Said I would be enough. And this could be enough. See, we could be enough, baby. I could be enough. We could be enough. Look around, look around. Look around, look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, look around. Baby, darling. We'll be right back.
heard enough, and I've seen enough, and I know enough to know. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go. Well, I've been around, I've been up and down, until I've been out of control. With your world all in motion, gotta put a ball in the chain on your soul. All those angels running, picking up the pieces, and putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing. Cross in a golden chariot, but you will never be home. And I had dreams like distant thunder, I had hope like a prayer unheard. Now this is nothing less than perfect, in less than perfect world. All those angels running, picking up the pieces, and putting back together hearts broke long ago. I know a good thing when I see it, and it's a bad thing to let go.
Thank you.
I just love those harmonies. That, of course, is the Waylon Jennies. Before that, we heard Patty Larkin. That is Good Thing. That is from her album, 25. 25 years, 25 love songs, 25 friends. And one of those friends was backing her up, Dar Williams. So before that, we heard Dar Williams, and that was Book of Love. A live cut from Susanna Hoffs, that was Eternal Flame. And we started out our show today with Alicia Keys' That Would Be Enough from the Hamilton mixtape CD. It is 11:21. My name is Jane, and this is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing women across musical genres. And if you have ideas about what you might want to hear as part of our show, you can give a call to 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. And one of my friends, Andrew, texted me to share with me or remind me of something that I once upon a time knew in my brain, but I had completely forgotten, which is that the songwriters of Eternal Flame were quite prolific, and they wrote a number of other songs sung by female powerhouses like Madonna's Like a Virgin and True Colors by Cyndi Lauper and I'll Stand By You by The Pretenders. And of course, one of their other songs that they collaborated on was a song by The Divinyls. And their lead singer was Chrissy Amphlett, and unfortunately she's no longer in the room, as we say. But it's a really fun song, and I'm going to play it now because why? Well, because I can. So here we go. This is The Divinyls, I Touch Myself.
I touch myself. flat.
I'm the last.
Ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
I can't help it. I miss him. I miss him. We just heard a song set of fabulous women from the 1990s. We started out with the Divinyls, I Touch Myself. And then we heard the Breeders, Cannonball, and Veruca Salt gave us Seether. And we rounded out with Belly, and that was Feed the Tree. It is 11:38. My name is Jane. This is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play women across musical genres. When I sit in and host the show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon. Today, our six pack is songs about vacation. So ideas for that or anything else, give me a call at 855-915-9636.
I don't think I ever really knew. I don't think I ever really saw. I don't think I ever really felt. I don't think I ever, ever. Taste.
all to fuel for thought. My new dress, stockings, God.
You're in the air. You're
a little hard to do. It's the street I live on, Massachusetts Avenue.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
All the king's horses and all the king's men, they couldn't put our two hearts together again. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put our two hearts together again. We sat on a wall of happiness. We sat on a wall of love. We sat on a wall of security. Ooh, so high above.
So high.
Yes, we did. Two people so in love. Tell me how could this fact have an effect? The walls started shaking. Her love crying now. Happiness is getting away. Security is falling down. Evil and unfair. Another is is all the king's horses.